Several rallies in support of immigrant rights were held around the country this weekend. The largest was in New York, where thousands of mostly Hispanic demonstrators marched across the Brooklyn Bridge. The House of Representatives has passed a bill making it a felony to be in the United States without proper documents, and the Senate now is looking at other measures. As the debate over illegal immigration heats up, both sides are making strong claims. Advocates for firmer action against illegal immigration argue that undocumented workers hurt the U.S. economy by taking jobs away from Americans. Immigrant supporters say that those workers take jobs no Americans want, and without them, the economy wouldn't function. I spoke to NPR's international economics correspondent Adam Davidson about whether illegal immigrants really do take jobs away from Americans.
Well, of course, if you go to certain places and look at certain industries, yes, whether it's gardening work in Los Angeles or construction work in Miami, there are sectors that are almost entirely done by illegal immigrants. But there's been an awful lot of study by academics, and when they look at the overall U.S. economy, they come to the conclusion that illegal immigration has virtually no impact on unemployment rates. That's another way of saying that, no, illegal immigrants do not take jobs away from Americans overall. The reason for that is twofold. One is the impact of illegal immigration is diffused throughout the entire economy. So if native-born or legal immigrants are not getting jobs in Los Angeles, then they might move somewhere else in the U.S., or they might choose not to move to Los Angeles. So they do those jobs in other places where there are far fewer illegal immigrants. The other thing is that illegal immigrants spend money in the U.S. They get haircuts. They go to the movies. They buy food. They do lots of things that create a demand on businesses that creates new jobs. And so when you add those two things up, it seems that overall, illegal immigrants do not take jobs away from Americans.
So what about wages? Do American workers get paid less because of illegal immigrants?
It seems that overall, no. There is one group who are impacted, and it's probably not surprising. It's low-skill workers. High school dropout workers' wages are about 3 to 8% less than they would be if there were far fewer undocumented workers that they were competing with. Now, for higher-skill folks, they're really not competing with very many illegal immigrants, so their wages are probably just where they would be if there were no illegal immigrants.
So who in the United States actually benefits from illegal immigration?
In a sense, everybody benefits from illegal immigration, at least a little bit. By doing some jobs, some low-skilled jobs for less money, illegal immigrants suppress prices. So when you go to a restaurant, the prices might be a tiny bit less. When you buy produce in a grocery store, it might be a tiny bit less. There's a view that overall, every American benefits a little bit from that suppression of wages by illegal immigrants.
Add it all up. I mean, overall, do undocumented workers hurt or help?
Looking overall to the entire United States, you add the negatives. Wages are suppressed for low-skill workers. There is a view that illegal immigrants are overall a burden on government money, because while they do pay some taxes, they don't pay as many taxes as documented workers, and they do use government services like hospitals and schools. But then there's those benefits, basically, that a whole host of goods are cheaper than they would be for every American. There seems to be a consensus among the economists and others who've looked at this that when you add everything up, illegal immigrants benefit the U.S. economy by a little bit under 1%. In other words, the average American's personal wealth is a little bit less than 1% more than it would be if there were no illegal immigrants. And I think that you can really take this conclusion to say that neither side, advocates for strong action against undocumented workers in the U.S. and people who support illegal immigrants in the U.S., neither side really has a very strong, compelling case that immigrants either hurt or help the U.S. economy.
NPR's international economics correspondent Adam Davidson. Adam, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Leanne.